This is KCUR 89.3. Sharice Davids broke a lot of new ground in her win over incumbent Republican Kevin Yoder yesterday. Davids will be the first openly gay Kansan and one of the first two Native American women elected to Congress. She's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She spoke with UpToDate's Steve Kraske recently about her historic win and about her plans for when she takes office.
This has got to feel a little surreal, does it?
It does, actually. It feels very surreal to have woken up this morning and to be the congresswoman-elect is certainly, and it's exciting, but it is very surreal.
You know, you won 53% of the vote to Kevin Yoder's 44%. How does that margin of victory compare to, you know, to what you were expecting, or did you have any expectations for the outcome here?
Well, I would say that I didn't have expectations necessarily. I just knew that we needed to keep doing what we were doing, that we needed to keep knocking on doors, we needed to keep making phone calls and just try to connect with as many people as possible, and that we also needed to make sure that people were able to get out and vote, you know, and sometimes that is easier, and sometimes it takes a bit more work, and we definitely put in the work to make sure that we help to get out the vote. So,
but still a 9-point win in a district that traditionally has been fairly Republican. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think that we have a time right now where people are just, we're interested in making sure that everyone's voices are heard. And I think that we just, there are too many people who, they feel like they showed up and the decision's already been made, or that their representative hasn't been or hadn't been listening to the constituents. And, that was so much of what we heard while we were out on the camp. When I was talking to people and when our volunteers were.
You know, you told me previously on UpToDate that you want, and I'm quoting here, new leadership across the board when it comes to your party and the House. The GOP would love to have Speaker Nancy Pelosi as a weapon 2 years from now in the 2020 campaign. Can you see any way that Nancy Pelosi wouldn't be political poison for the Democrats?
That's an interesting framing. I mean, I think that, right now, I guess even just the way that we've been thinking about and talking about how politics is being done is part of why I say we need new leadership at the table. You know, the idea that that we can get away from partisan politics is part of why I think that people were excited to elect folks like me, Laura Kelly, last night, is because we have to, when I talk about us getting new leadership at the table, I mean, we have to make sure that we've got people who are coming to the table who are willing to talk to Republicans or Democrats regardless, because we're supposed to be there to represent our constituents and not just our political party.
Mm-hmm. What issues do you want to tackle first once you've settled in out in Washington?
Well, certainly healthcare, because that is the thing that I hear about every single day. It's funny to say, I was going to say on the campaign trail, we're done with the campaign trail now, but we're moving into a place where we have to, I have to make sure that I'm focusing on the issues that people told me about over the last 8 or 9 months, healthcare, protecting people with pre-existing conditions, making sure they're not getting priced out of plans, right, making sure that we're bringing down the cost of healthcare, prescription drug prices. Those are the things that I know I'm going to have to take with me when I go to Washington, and should be the top of the priority list for addressing. Money in politics is something that I think it's such a foundational issue and affects the way decisions are made in all the other areas, healthcare, education. I think that will also be something that I'd like to make sure is at the top of the priority list.
Who are you looking at as most likely being able to work with in the House? Do you know many folks who you'll be serving with out there?
I know that I'm going to have the opportunity in the next few weeks to start to really build, some real relationships with folks. At this point, I've had quite a few conversations with Congressman Cleaver. He was very helped me just in terms of trying to make sure that I understood some of the ways that things work, and I'm looking forward to working with him, of course, because he's the counterpart here in the metro area. And then I'm excited about the idea of getting out there and seeing a lot of new faces, and also figuring out, regardless of whether somebody's a Republican or a Democrat, figuring out who are the people who are interested in addressing some of those healthcare issues and money and politics issues that I was just talking about.
Final question. You're a woman, a Native American, a member of the LGBTQ community. What perspective does that combination give you as you head out to Washington to represent the 3rd District of Kansas now?
I think it just helps because it's, those are all parts of who I am, in the same way that being a, first-generation college student coming from a family with very little financial resources, all of those experiences add to my ability to recognize that we all have to work hard. We all have to do so much to be able to have opportunity, and just trying to make sure that we all have equal access to that opportunity. I think it really helps with that perspective, and with listening to people who have different experiences than I have.
I've got to be honest with you. 6 months ago, I didn't think you had much of a shot, and here I am saying goodbye to you as Congresswoman-elect Charisse Davids.
I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks a lot, Charisse.
That was Steve Kraske interviewing Charisse Davids, who will represent the Kansas 3rd Congressional District.